the idea here in this poem is that we are fragile. We are more fragile than we know. This is called Sky and Open Window. Window shoppers never tire of a glass menagerie. Light falls equally on the giraffe and the laughing hyena, though only one is graceful. From heaven, God too sees his colorful organic panoply on the blue planet under an epic sun. The sharp edge of a slow-moving glacier fascinates him, as does a village ski slope on which tightly bundled tourists climb, some soon to tumble down, down and on the ground collapse in laughter. Far from there, a team of scientists and ethnographers treks into the Amazon forest, a complicated maze of broadleaf trees, low-lying bushes, and entanglements to study its inhabitants, mostly insects, including Giganteops destructor, an ant with enormous eyes designed from jungle navigation, and the jeweled caterpillar destined to metamorphosize into a winged moth. Kafka's mysterious beetle might be here. Only big-eyed God knows. He counts each creature, even the strange camouflaged jumping stick and the praying mantis, a personal favorite in his collection. Its spiny arms extend to trap its prey and then return to namaste. But I've forgotten the indigenous people who watch amused from their hidden height as the industrious outsiders plunder on against the setting sun, and the precious light they depend upon grows dim like a storefront bulb that flickers and then suddenly goes out. The great storekeeper has drawn a curtain against the sky. The kinkajou has drawn in the last fruit with its 5-inch tongue. But wait, look closely there. In the murky river, an electric eel still shimmers. Okay, this one I think is, this one's a little funny. Chinese zodiac year of the red fire monkey, which is what this year is, right? Okay. So, at the beginning of each stanza, there's a line from that would be read from the zodiac, Chinese zodiac. Okay, monkey is clever and playful. I spoon mushrooms out of the hot and sour soup you brought home from Panda Express. Imagine the adorable black and white mammal stuck in our driveway, his hoverboard ablaze, still balancing myriad boxes and our fortunes in a backpack. We offer to ring the fire department, but he protests. Nothing but a little singed fur. The monkey's prank, he smiles. No need for sirens. Monkey is intelligent, a flirt who has trouble paying attention. His visits are brief but romantic. Across the way, he woos our widow neighbor who misses her husband's jokes. Tempered by fire, a regular monkey gets a new name and becomes more determined, more focused in his seduction. Fire monkey dreams big dreams. We play the numbers and win. We never again wash or fold our own clothes. A personal chef provides the soup, homemade, delicious, so hot our tongues are on fire. All day long, good luck, whether or not we find a penny or pick it up. Bills are paid. You don't have to swallow your pride or borrow money from retirement to take music home. Fire monkey is intense and passionate. Tonight, after I put away the Chinese food, turn off the lights, and take the puppy out one more time, role play. You, an emperor from the Chang Dynasty, my feet bound in happiness. My fortune says a fool dreams of another life when she eats luck like honey from a golden bowl. Fire monkey likes to give gifts. In the morning, I'll write a check to the World Wildlife Fund and plant a bamboo forest in the backyard. Conservationists say we shouldn't put more value on certain animals just because they're cute. Fire monkey has the energy to see a plan through. What do you say we mate for life and never appear on the list of endangered species? Thank you so much.